What's up, man? All right, guys. This video is titled, Latvia Isn't Bad When the Sun Is Actually Up. So today, it's a little bit on the windy side, but as you guys can tell, it's sunny, it's not raining, so, and it's about 10 degrees Celsius, which is, I don't know, 40-some degrees, maybe 50 degrees. So today is a very, very good day for me here in Latvia. Unfortunately, it gets sunny just when I'm about to leave, right? Like pretty much most of the 75% of the trip I was here, it was raining. But now it's sunny, so might as well enjoy, you know, the last couple of days of sun here in Latvia. Like I said, guys, this place ain't bad when it's nice and sunny. Even if it's a little bit on the windy side, which it is, that's perfectly fine, guys, you know? So, I just wanted to show you a little bit more of Latvia before I leave in a couple of days. I'm actually gonna hop in the car, go to a couple more Latvian cities. I want to go to this Daugavpils or whatever, however you pronounce it. I want to go to the other side, to the western side, by the Baltic Sea. So, yeah, guys, sun's nice and up. So we're going to be seeing a little bit more of Latvia over the next couple of days. I just wanted to show you here, guys. This is, we're by the city center here. Okay, I'm just walking around the river. You know, nice river. I don't know if there's any fish in there. You know, they do. Oh, no, people are actually fishing. I don't know what they're gonna fish for. Maybe they're gonna fish for ducks or something. I don't know. So, yeah, guys. Looks pretty nice if you ask me. So, yeah, they're simping for Ukraine. You know, there's a Ukrainian flag right there. Simp for Ukraine, national opera. You know, I don't know. I never been to an opera. Probably not even something that I'd even consider going to an opera. Like I said, guys, I'm just giving you a tour. Oh, look, 10 degrees. It's almost 2 o'clock. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's almost 2 o'clock, 10 degrees Celsius. So really nice. We're going to make a right and head towards Old Town Riga, which rhymes with nigga. Damn, look at their freaking skinny ass. I mean, what is it with these girls and like the body of a 13-year-old boy, man? That's caffeine down there. You know, I like caffeine, guys, but their internet is hella slow. Hella slow. I'm talking 2G fucking speeds, man. You know? That's why I gotta go to the more expensive, I gotta go to Costa Coffee. You know? Well, it's not Costa Coffee's, Wi-Fi I'm using. I'm actually using the mall's Wi-Fi, you know. So the good thing about Latvia, because Latvia is a relatively a flat country, meaning that you can walk all over the place and not have to worry about going up or down a mountain or a hill. So it's a really good place to walk around. I walk around about 5 kilometers a day. You know, I went online, and if I walk like 3 miles a day, which is like what, five kilometers, I'll get to burn close to like 500 calories. So, as you guys know, here I'm eating my own food. I'm eating chicken. I'm eating vegetables with a little spaghetti, kind of like a poor man noodles, if you ask me. And I'm losing weight, guys. I'm down to like 235 pounds or like 106 kilograms, you know. I would like to be, you know, my goal would be 100 kilograms. because that's when Yogi Obe's mom said she's gonna stop charging me the $75 if I get down to like 100 kilograms or less. So yeah, that's all I'm doing, guys. I'm just walking around, you know. Oh, don't wanna get ran over. So yeah, all I'm doing, guys, is I'm just walking. You know, in Florida, guys, you can't walk like this in Florida because A, it's too damn hot. B, where are you gonna go, man, you know? I mean, when I walk around, I have to walk around with a purpose, you know? I gotta be able to walk around and say, okay, I'm doing this for a purpose, you know? But in Florida, you know, you really can't walk around with a purpose because where are you gonna go, man? At least here, you can walk around, you can sightsee, you know, I can walk to my Airbnb from here if I wanted to, you know? So, that's one of the plus sides of being here in Europe, guys. One of the plus sides of being here in Europe is that you get to walk around a lot, man. And, you know, that's probably one of the reasons why people here are not as fat as as back in America. Because they walk around a lot, you know. And the thing is, because of the cold, especially at night, people walk around, like, really quick. So what ends up happening, you know, the quicker you walk, the more calories you burn. So if you walk fast, you will burn more calories than just walking at a normal pace. So even though you can walk 3 miles, look, for example, if I like walk 3 miles, I'd probably burn like 370, 380 calories. But if I fast walk like I normally do, then that number goes up well into the 400. So that's something for you guys out there to know. The faster you walk, the more calories you burn, because obviously your heart is working harder at higher speeds. You know, you don't really have to jog, you know. Fast walking will do the trick, man. You know, I don't have to fast jog. I don't have to, like, run or jog or any of that stuff. I'll just walk really fast. Call that mission accomplished. I mean, I love this area right here, guys. You got all the colors over there. There we go, Ukrainian flag. They just can't help but simp for Ukraine, man. But then again, that's how you get that Euro trash money. You gotta simp for Ukraine. That and the feminism. So there's Costa Coffee over there. I go to the Costa Coffee at the mall because I'm actually using the mall's Wi-Fi. I'm not using Costa Coffee's Wi-Fi. I'm using the mall's Wi-Fi. So when I'm done with this video, I'm going to test out Costa Coffee's Wi-Fi. If their Wi-Fi is good, then I'll come to this Costa Coffee then. Because, you know, this Costa Coffee is in Old Town Riga. Normally, what I have to do is that, see, the Costa Coffee I go to is on the other side of the bridge, you know? It's more out into the suburbs of Riga. So I'd rather come to Costa Coffee here in Old Town Riga than go back to the other side of town. So, like I said, guys, I'm just gonna walk around a little bit more, you know, maybe 5 or 10 more minutes. And then call it a day, and then go see if Costa Coffee's Wi-Fi is fast. If it's really fast, I'll come there. You know, this restaurant is really popular. You have to understand, it's kind of a tourist trap, but even by American standards, it's all right. You know, look at that over there, Peter's Brew House. Latvian food isn't bad, man. It really isn't. Latvian food isn't bad. Yeah. See, it's not that bad. You know, prices ain't that bad. So you got burgers at like 13 euros. You know, you got salad, you got soup of the day, you got pizza, you got pasta. Again, you guys just have to keep in mind that this is a tourist trap. So, but again, by American standards, it's not that bad. Let's keep on going. A banshee. That's an old school cathedral. We saw that one when I first got here a couple of days ago. I'm gonna go hang a right and go over to that area. I just wanna walk around the bend here, you know? Okay, oh, this is a restaurant that I wanna come to, okay? You guys, it's called Dominicans, you know, like Dominicans, Dominicans, you know? If you guys remember, I think I showed you this before. It's not bad. See, there, it's nice, moderately priced. If you guys remember that girl that matched with me on Hinge, she was like, go to this restaurant. You know, it's not badly priced. I'm gonna go here for myself. I didn't get back to her because, you know, she probably was a prostitute or a gold digger. So, you know, at least you gave me a recommendation for a good restaurant, so, you know, good for her, or good for me, actually, because I'm the one going to the restaurant. Eh? Hey, guys, feminism is kind of creeping up here in Romania, and you guys, no, I'm sorry, Latvia. You know, the thing you guys have to understand about feminism, guys, is that feminism really is just women having options, you know, women having options and then having the options to have fun. That's really what feminism really is, you know. Feminism is not an ideology. Feminism is just female nature unlocked, you know, and we're beginning to see feminism here. Because part of the deal with the European Union is feminism, okay, guys? Part of the deal of being a European Union country is that Latvia must let feminism in. And again, feminism is nothing more than giving women options. That's it, you know? That's really feminism in a nutshell, you know? So what ends up happening, oh yeah, this is a bit of male pub I go to, you know. All the videos I post, you know, at the karaoke, it's from this pub, Funny Fox, you know. It's like all the British dudes come here, it's like a freaking stag party at night, man. It's like all these horny British dudes. Kebab Town, this place usually works at night. You know, halal, good for them. So, Paddy Wheelers, or Whalens, I actually been there a couple of days ago. They have nice prices. Like I said, I cook my own food, so I'm really not into eating out. Hair barber shop. So, like I was, Fish Market and Grill. Let's go see what their prices are. It's probably gonna be a lot, because again, this is like a, let's see. Oysters, is that like 5 euros an oyster or 14 oysters? I don't know. Caviar, Tom Tom, ooh, Tom Tom, that's good. Lobster tail. Yeah, you're gonna pay a little bit more for seafood. Ooh, seafood platter. So, I mean, this is good. I mean, I guess. Yeah, with me, guys, I'm really about cooking my own food and, like, saving money, man. You know, that's just who I am. I like saving money. I don't like fucking, you know, the sinner's bar. Yeah, Darba Lakes means working hours, you know? At least that's what I think. Yeah, like I said, with the Gen Z woman, guys, with the Gen Z woman here in Latvia, it's feminism, guys. And again, what the European Union says to Latvia is that Latvia must empower women by giving them an education, giving them scholarships, giving them priority when it comes to recruitment, job recruitments and shit like that. So yeah, of course women are gonna be feminist, you know. You guys need to understand, man, once a woman has an option to do something, she's gonna do what's wrong and bad, okay? This is why throughout human history, and especially in the Abrahamic faith, women literally are property, man. It's like they have no rights. They have no privileges. You know, women are, effectively speaking, caged animals. Because the second you give a woman a choice, she's gonna do what's wrong and bad. You know, that's just female nature, okay? Women do what's wrong and bad because that's their nature. Damn, this thing is big. Maybe use this as my thumbnail or something. For sale, for rent. Huh? I think this is where we were a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, let's continue going this way. I mean, Latvian cuisine, guys, is really good, you know. On the outside, it looks like it's unappealing, but when you bite into it, it really is good. It's kind of like the Latvian trains, you know. On the outside, you look at a Latvian train, you're gonna be like, oh, look at that, stand with the Ukraine. You all just can't stop simping for Ukraine, can you? Then again, that's how they get their money from the Euro trash, or I mean, European Union. So, yeah, I mean, we are effectively in Old Town Riga right about now, guys. So this is pretty much Old Town Riga over here. You know, people say Tallinn is better than Old Town Riga. But like I said, guys, I was in Tallinn a couple of days ago. I think Tallinn is just a little bit more sophisticated than Riga. But it's hella more expensive. It's at least 20% more expensive. And if you wanted to have a drink in Old Town Tallinn, it's gonna cost you more than Riga. Again, guys, this is Lidl over here. Best food ever, okay? It's like an open buffet, but you just have to like, so like an open buffet here, guys, but everything costs money. So it's like, I'm gonna show you their menu. I'm telling you guys, I actually ate here, well, not this branch, it's really good. So a soup is like 2 euros, grilled salmon is 8 euros. So pretty much what you guys do is that you go through the buffet section and you just pick out the food that you like, okay? So for about 10 euros, you can eat really good, you can eat really good. Fried calamari is like, damn, I'm probably gonna have to come in here before I leave, man. Chicken pilaf is like 3 euros and a half. Turkey cutlet, look at that, guys. This is like really cheap, dude. This is like really cheap, man. Really cheap. Drinks are only like 1 euro. You know, no refills, obviously. Salads. Telling you guys, I'm probably gonna have to come here one more time before I leave. You know. Let's go this way. Like I said in past videos, you know, the good thing about Latvia is that it's relatively cheap by our American standards, and you get to brag about living in Europe, you know. That's the only good thing about Latvia. Business-wise, guys, it's not good for business. Taxes are super high. You know, that's part of the deal with the European Union, you know. Raise taxes so people can literally work to pay off the government. And at the same time, this place does not have the population for successful businesses. I mean, Starbucks isn't fucking here. I mean, if Starbucks ain't here, what does that tell you when it comes to business, right, guys? You know, so. So like I was saying regarding feminism earlier is that part of the deal with the European Union is that women need to get educated, women need to be given priority when it comes to jobs. So what ends up happening in this case is that the women end up like the American woman where they're like, they prioritize their careers, they're making money, you know, they all think they're gonna be boss babes and boss bitches. Eventually they all end up falling flat on their face, but they usually wouldn't realize the folly of their ways until they're like well into their 30s and they're like, oh damn, I don't want to be a freaking barista for the rest of my life. Well, by that time, honey, you have a body count of over 9,000. You got so many baggage from all the failed relationships you had. So like, no dude wants you. Your eggs are dried up. I mean, if you're a woman and your eggs are dried up, I mean, you have no value. So like, you know, it's like a car without wheels, you know. You're not a car if you ain't got wheels, right? You know, that's what Patrice O'Neill used to say, you know. You're not a car if you don't have wheels. That's the same thing with women, you know. If you're a woman, you ain't got no eggs, you know, like Hammerhand song. You know, she ain't got no eggs. So if you're a woman, you ain't got no eggs. It's like, you have no value. You know, you might as well be a freaking faggot tranny at that point, and it don't matter. So, yeah. A lot of these women over here, guys, they're gonna learn the hard way, just like American women did. And the thing about women, guys, is that women don't learn, okay? Women, you know, women might learn how to better take advantage of men and do like haram evil stuff, yes, but they don't learn in the form of realizing from other women that, hey, maybe being a sharmuta, you know, focusing on my career, you know, as a barista at Starbucks is just not worth it, you know. But it is what it is, guys. You can't tell a woman, you know, you can't tell a woman, hey, you can't do that, you know. She's gonna do it whether you like it or not, you know. That's just female nature, guys. They're gonna do it whether you like it or not. And if you try to hold them back, well, guess what? They're gonna even want it more, you know. Like yo, homie, yo, Alpha says, you can't rush the slut. I always say, I am Ermetwali, I say, you can't hold back the sharmuta, you know. These women are gonna want it because that's what they desire, you know. They desire haram, they desire evil. That's just how God created them, you know. This is why what you guys have to do is you have to treat women like caged animals. They can't have rights. The Taliban is doing an amazing job of that, you know. So, and like TFM said, you know, when the Taliban took away women's rights, what did the women do? Did they rebel? Nope. They sucked dick and got on their backs. That's what women do, guys, you know. So this notion of, oh man, we can't take away women's rights, you know, it's like, dude, like, what's a woman gonna do? Is she gonna, like, beat you up or anything like that? No. She's gonna get on her back and she's gonna suck dick. Because if you don't take away women's rights, well, guess what? Your enemy will. And guess what? Your enemy is gonna get the best sex of their life when they take away women's rights and they end up killing you. So you might as well take away women's rights yourself, you know, before somebody else does it, you know? So a lot of you guys out there need to understand that. Yeah, I'm just walking around. This is really nice. Telling you guys, Latvia ain't bad when the sun's up. Yeah, police don't bother you when you're walking around doing this shit because, you know, a lot of people, they come here, they do this. You know, this is a tourist area, so ain't nobody gonna give you shit, you know. When I was in Valga, on the border with Estonia and Latvia, I was doing this shit, and that's when the police rolled up on me. Man, you have to keep in mind, man, Valga is like a small Soviet town. A lot of people don't know this, but Valga, where I was in Estonia, that area, the Soviet Union nuclear missile command was actually there. So yeah, they're still wary of foreigners, you know, walking around, you know. So, yeah, I mean, as you guys can see, obviously, Riga is not like some sort of communist shithole. I mean, it really isn't, you know. I think that's about all I had for you for this video. Like I said, I'm going to go to Costa Coffee here. We just passed them by. We're going to go to Costa Coffee and then we're going to check their internet. If Costa Coffee has good internet, I'll end up using their internet. And if they don't have good internet, well, I'll go to the mall on the other side of town. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.